Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're as frustrated with this Rand Paul character. Apparently some of his supporters are getting sick of it. We've got a piece here from Politico magazine written by Jonathan Bidlack, who was one of the primary supporters of Ron Paul back in 2008. He was actually the fundraising director. So, you know, somebody with a little bit of street cred as far as running political campaigns.
Oh, sure, yeah.
By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And he's saying he's tired of defending Rand Paul. He says Rand Paul and his defenders, of which I have frankly grown weary of being part, can explain nearly every one of these aberrations from past positions or ideology. He was talking about how Rand Paul is, you know, here over in 1 year, and he's over on another position in another year, and he just doesn't seem too consistent in the things that come out of his mouth. So he says his defenders, of course, have explanations, but as the old saying goes, politics is like dating. If you're explaining, you're losing.
Now, one thing that I think is incredibly funny, right after Rand Paul put up a web store on his website, I don't know exactly what thing he was using, but it just, you know, like...
What store software you mean?
Right. It just appended Rand Paul 2016 to whatever the default product name was.
Okay.
And the sandals that were being sold were listed for about a day and a half on the Rand Paul website as Rand Paul flip-flops.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
No, that's actually what they were listed as. Like, right. The URL still says flip-flops in the URL.
But they changed it to sandals.
But they changed it to sandals in the web store.
Any political calculation ultimately must be judged on its results. At this point, Rand Paul isn't driving the political debate as his father did. Now, I remember he's right about that. Ron Paul, in taking principled stands, sort of by taking those stands, forced people to address them and, to some extent, moved the debate in the direction of, you know, taking what he was saying seriously. Rand Paul's not doing anything like that. Paul, of course, was supposed to inherit the energy of his father's campaign and translate it into electoral victory. He is failing on both counts. Senator Paul has taken great and ultimately necessary steps to distance himself from some of the more outside of the mainstream positions of Representative Paul. But while he's clearly not his father, the question remains, who is he? And I think that's an excellent question.
Mm-hmm. He's a Republican.
Right. And that's about all.
Who does Republican things.
Right. And who doesn't really sound too markedly different on a lot of issues from any other Republican up on that stage.
Right.
When you've got Donald Trump, who's out honesting you on the stage, you've got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. If Paul hopes to rebound into front-runner status in the debates, he'd do well to recall the moment that helped launch his father into the national spotlight. In the May 2007 presidential debate, Ron Paul faced a hostile crowd and Mayor Rudy Giuliani demanding he apologize and take back his statement that U.S. involvement overseas has contributed to blowback. Ron Paul did not timidly agree or adopt a marginally different position. Congressman Paul stood his ground and started a movement. It's time for Senator Paul to revisit that playbook. I would say it's time for Senator Paul to open a playbook because at this point he is just... You know, he's not worth really commenting about, except, you know, we have to here because the libertarian community seems, some of them seem to be getting behind this guy. And,
yeah.
And they're just getting behind him simply because he's the least offensive man on the stage, allegedly. And I'm not really even sure about that anymore.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like, I honestly think that Donald Trump is the most honest.
Right.
I don't agree with him on hardly anything.
Right.
But I'll give him honest.
at the very least, with the courage to stand against the crowd.
Yes.
I'll give him that, too. You know, raising his hand and being the only one on the stage during that debate to swear that he would not necessarily endorse the other candidates. Whoever
right.
whoever ends up being chosen, this is the one guy who broke from the party and said, yeah, no, I have to be intellectually honest here and only support somebody I would support. And that means I don't support the rest of you guys.
Right.
So, yeah, I totally agree. Donald Trump, not anybody to really write a letter home about, but he's certainly entertaining to watch. And I am looking forward to, at the very least, seeing what other things he's able to stir up. Because and he's getting the attention, right?
Yeah, like, he's super attention.
He's getting, didn't he win the debate poll or whatever?
No clue.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't look closely at these debates, but I thought I saw at least one poll showing Donald Trump winning the debate.
And it's entirely possible. Now, there was something during the last hour you had mentioned about the Rand Paul super PACs.
Yeah.
Were mentioned briefly in that article, and there's news about one of the people that was running one of Rand Paul's super PACs.
Now, what is a super PAC? It's a fundraising mechanism,
it's
right?
It's a fundraising mechanism that is not officially connected to the campaign, but it's generally run by somebody that's close to the campaign, and you can't do, like, official coordination, but it's sort of, like, unofficially official.
So it's a sneaky way of kind of extra funding for a campaign.
Raising a bunch of extra funds, and because of some FEC interpretation of the Supreme Court's ruling in the Citizens United case, super PACs have no limits on the amount of money that they can raise. There's no limits on the amount that you can donate to a super PAC. But there are limits on how much you can donate to an individual candidate.
So a super PAC can't necessarily endorse a candidate, or can they?
They cannot.
Okay.
But you could have a super PAC called Rand Paul Super PAC, and they can do stuff for the Rand Paul people, but not directly in connection and not in cahoots with.
So we're the Rand Paul Super PAC, but we're not affiliated with Rand Paul.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
That's weird.
So
yeah.
Jesse Benton, who is Ron Paul's grandson-in-law that
right.
worked for the Ron Paul 08 and 2012
Wasn't
campaign.
Wasn't he the media director or something for Ron Paul?
I forget what his title is.
I
tried Googling, and all I could find was top staffer.
Yeah, I remember hearing his name quite a bit back in the day.
Yeah, so back in 2011, Jesse Benton and a couple others wound up giving a donation to an Iowa state senator in exchange for that state senator giving an endorsement of Ron Paul. This senator previously had endorsed Michelle Bachmann and then held a press conference. I'm now endorsing Ron Paul. And
wow.
Jesse Benton and these others made sure to tell him, if anybody asked, nobody gave you money for this endorsement, okay? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Well, now Jesse Benton and these two others have been indicted on federal charges of conspiracy, obstructing
Whoa.
An investigation, submitting false campaign finance reports, and making false statements to the FBI.
That sounds pretty serious.
The other two operatives, John Tate and Dimitros Kasari, are also alleged in the payoff.
Boy, what a stupid idea. I mean, what? How much benefit did you really receive from bribing some politician in, what was it, Idaho?
Iowa in 2011. According to the Justice Department, the three operatives paid more than $70,000 concealed as legitimate campaign expenditures to then State Senator Kent Sorensen in order to shift his support from Michelle Bachmann to Ron Paul. Sorensen made
Couldn't
the switch.
Couldn't you just go buy votes cheaper than that? I mean,
seriously,
$70,000? I know that's illegal to buy votes as well,
yes.
But I mean, if you're...
It's going to be easier to do it that way than to...
I don't know if it'll be easier, but I mean, my God.
He made the
a lot of money.
Switch publicly on December 28th, 2011 in Des Moines.
I mean, $70,000. Think of the advertising you could buy for that.
Oh, yeah.
How many local radio ads would a $70,000 ad campaign buy? I mean, this is
a
obvious.
Bunch.
I mean, the idea that this Iowa senator or whoever he was,
yeah,
that
state senator in Iowa,
that he's got enough sway that if he gets on television and says, I am now changing my vote to Ron Paul, I am endorsing Ron Paul, what's that going to motivate? Five people? They're going to be, I mean, how many fans does this guy really have that are going to say to themselves, well, Senator so-and-so is now behind Ron Paul. I'm going to have to switch my vote. I just don't see that as being a motivating factor.
Well, one thing that sets Iowa apart from most of the other states,
the caucus,
yeah. Which means that all of the voting is very public. So you go, you stand in a room, and then you coordinate over into piles of people.
All right, so this dude's in some serious hot water here.
Yes.
Right? There's more coming up. 855, 450 free. We'll talk about boobs on the way. Shall they be freed? It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your comments certainly welcome on Rand Paul. He is just disappointing people left and right. Even those people who were his supporters are getting burned out. And it's not just this guy that we were sharing the story from Politico. There's another Rand Paul supporter right here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's a local state representative who actually got an A-plus rating by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I ran into him at the county fair, and he was telling me that he's getting pretty tired of backing this guy. And he still was backing him. He still had the Rand T-shirt on and had brought some Rand signage out. And I think he's backing him just because he's the least objectionable person from his perspective.
And this guy is a Republican, so he's going to support a Republican.
Right. But what he pointed out was that he's not as willing to get up at 3 a.m. anymore for Rand Paul and get out and, start working on a campaign thing or whatever. He'd be more likely to wake up at noon. And so what he was saying to me was that he's pretty burned on,
right,
on this whole Rand Paul thing. And the reason he told me was because he feels like Rand Paul isn't as principled as his father. And it's becoming clear as the campaign rolls on. And it's hard for people who are principled. And this guy's just a Republican. He's just a pretty good liberty-friendly Republican. He's not really a libertarian, but he's good enough of a Republican to actually have voted an A-plus rating with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a pretty darn good indicator that he's at least relatively friendly to the ideas of freedom. So, you're burning out people who care about liberty, Rand. You're burning out people who are excited about freedom and want to get behind a candidate who's actually promoting those things, and they don't really necessarily feel like that Rand Paul is that candidate. And so on one hand, this is the trade-off, right? On one hand, you can water your message down if you believe that's what Rand Paul's doing, because some people believe, Rand Paul is secretly an anarchist, but he just can't say those things like his father did, and so therefore, you just have to deal with him telling lies to you. And for me, I'm not interested. If that's the truth, and that is that Rand Paul is telling lies in order to get elected so he can bring in some sort of secretive anarchist playbook from his father, I'm not okay with that. Because I don't think that you should tell lies in order to get elected. I think that if liberty is important to you, you should talk about liberty. Because the most important thing in one of these elections is to get the word out about freedom.
Right.
That's what Ron Paul did so successfully. Sure, he didn't win the election. He didn't win the primary. But what he did do successfully was raise millions of dollars that he could use to promote his ideas of liberty out to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. To me, that was the true success of Ron Paul's campaign. You can't say that about Rand Paul's campaign because, one, he's not promoting liberty. He's not promoting anything that resembles liberty. He's, good on some issues, and some other issues, he's not great at all. And that's really all you can say about him. So while that may be good to pander to the Republican base, it's not going to be good enough to get the Republican base excited about your campaign, because you're really not that different from the rest of the Republicans. So what is there about Rand Paul, as this guy, Jonathan Bidlack, asks in his article, who is he? Why is he so special? What makes him outstanding? Well, really, I haven't seen much at all. And so to the people who are coming from our perspective, who love the ideas of liberty, and we want to see somebody promoting them, we can't get excited about Rand Paul. I'm not going to help his campaign. I'm not going to give his campaign any money. I gave money to the Ron Paul campaign. Mm-hmm. I've never donated to a Republican campaign ever. But the Ron Paul campaign I gave money to because he was actually out there talking about liberty. So Rand Paul is in this place where he's not principled like his father, so he's not going to turn on the principled supporters. There are some people who are principled who are supporting him sort of half-heartedly because, he's better than the rest of them,
right,
allegedly.
Lesser of the evils.
But that's not going to, like this guy said, that's not going to get them out of bed at 3 a.m.
Right.
To get behind this guy's campaign.
And then there were also a lot of the people that, shall we say, militia types that really liked Ron and just seem to not even pay attention to anything that Rand's doing. So it's not just the libertarians that are split.
So different.
There's all of these, you know, like really hardcore conservatives that got behind Ron because they liked what he was saying, that they're not necessarily getting behind Rand. You had some of the anti-war liberals that supported Ron just because of the anti-war thing. So, yeah, like there's so much more than just the libertarians.
Great point. He's losing.
That Rand Paul is not getting support from.
Right. So you've just sort of got this milquetoast candidate that is slightly, marginally better, maybe, than the rest of the pack. And it's hard for anybody to get behind
that. Depends on what you believe of what he says on any given day.
Right, because he seems to be, I mean, some people believe he's a liar. And so, well, you know, if he's willing to tell lies to you or willing to tell lies to the mainstream media or whoever, then maybe he's lying to all kinds of people.
Right.
And apparently he's chummy with this Jesse Benton character, who is now indicted federally for, what exactly were the charges again, Daryl? Conspiracy to bribe or something like that? Because he was going to bribe.
Right. So the allegation was that Jesse Benton, through the Ron Paul campaign, gave $70,000 as a bribe to a sitting state senator in Iowa. And that senator pled guilty to some charges last year. So Benton,
so he gave him up.
Benton has charges of conspiracy, obstructing an investigation, submitting false campaign finance reports, and making false statements to the FBI.
We'll keep you in the loop here on this. Coming up, the 10 reasons to oppose the Free the Nipple campaign. We'll start in on that here in just a moment. I want you to know about Bitcoinist.net. It is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and the digital currency industry. And their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. Barring any other comments on Rand Paul, I think we should talk about Free the Nipple.
So let me just add one thing that Jesse Benton and these other two characters have a court appearance in federal court September 3rd. The state senator from Iowa pled guilty last year to charges that he caused a political campaign to falsely report expenditures to federal authorities, as well as charges of obstruction of justice. He is currently awaiting sentencing.
All right.
So, let's get into the 10 reasons, according to woman on thoughtcatalog.com.
A woman writing these. Okay.
Ona Artist. And there's a photo that I am guessing is her. She appears to be a very attractive woman.
And she's saying, oppose
She is
free
saying,
the nipple.
Oppose free the nipple. And this is written from, like, her perspective.
So she's serious about this.
Yes,
she's
she is very serious.
All right. I want to hear these rationale, because the Free the Nipple thing's looking pretty big. This is going to be an event that happens not just in New Hampshire, but elsewhere. And the New Hampshire one's got over 800 people on Facebook saying they're attending. Now, how many actually will attend is another question. More coming up.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. What do you want to talk about? Rand Paul and your thoughts on his campaign. Is it going as well as you expected? Apparently one of his supporters says he's tired of defending Rand Paul. You can, I'm going to post that full story over on our Facebook and Twitter for you to take a look at when you get a chance. Of course, you can access our Facebook and Twitter easily by going to news.freetalklive.com. That'll actually link you over to both of those, as well as our email list, which is a great way to follow the latest about Free Talk Live behind the scenes. Go to news.freetalklive.com, another great website, freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Daryl, you've got what appears to be a major babe who has written this 10 Reasons Why Free the Nipple Should Not Happen. Right?
10 reasons why you should not support the Free the Nipple movement.
And if people don't support it enough, then it's not going to happen, right? So this person wants to stop Free the Nipple. And that's an event that's coming up on August 23rd.
Free the Nipple is more than just the event.
It's a movie, too, right?
Free the Nipple was a movie. It's become like its own sort of hashtag on the Twitters right. and other things.
It's a movie that sort of launched a topless campaign.
Yes.
Which is pretty great. I mean, that's an amazing success story for a movie,
when
right?
did this movie come out?
2011, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's fairly recent. Within the last few years. I have not seen the movie, and we've been doing topless events in New Hampshire since long before Freed the Nipple, and topless events like gotopless.org, I think, is the website that is involved yes. in that. They've been doing it, I think, since before Freed the Nipple as well. So it's not like Freed the Nipple was first on the scene or anything like that. But for some reason, gotopless.org, when you go to their website, they actually have a map where it shows various different locations around the globe where people are going to be going topless on August 23rd. So for some reason, there's also Free the Nipple, which is happening in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, also on August 23rd.
Right.
I'm not real sure what the relationship is between gotopless.org and or this movie. But nonetheless, what are the reasons why this topless event should stop?
Well, again, she's not talking about the event. She's talking okay. about the entirety of
the movement.
Free the Nipple.
Okay, got it. Which includes the event.
Right. She begins by saying, last week, without any warning whatsoever, my Instagram account was deleted. The 400 posts I'd shared with my follower base of roughly 71,000 were titillating, but I had painstakingly followed every rule listed in the community guidelines section. I had not featured nudity, sexual intercourse, genitals, close-ups of fully nude buttocks, or nipples. Since my Instagram account was the promotional backbone of an online celebrity art project I'm working on, it's been featured in Art Forum, so I promise I'm not just playing the artist card, losing it was devastating. I felt utterly violated. After 16 stressful hours spent appealing the decision, they reactivated my account, explaining that I had been flagged as sexually suggestive, whatever that actually means, remains conveniently unclear.
Of course.
Some might think this would be a particularly good time for me to voice support for Free the Nipple, a social media hashtag, documentary film, and political movement that claims to seek female equality and empowerment by securing the right for women to show their naked breasts everywhere from Instagram to the streets of Indiana. Celebrities like Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, Courtney Love, Lena Dunham, and Chelsea Handler have all embraced the cause. I will not. Below are 10 reasons why I disagree wholeheartedly with Free the Nipple and believe it's time we all shifted our focus to a phenomenon I call Pay the Nipple.
Interesting.
Number one, Instagram is actually better without nudity. Instagram is great as it is, particularly because the restrictions push users to be creative in showcasing their sex appeal without taking all of their clothes off. It's fun for models to come up with different ways to use the platform without violating the rules. Limitations inspire exciting new platforms of expression. My only complaint is that Instagram's rules are ambiguous, so what exactly is permissible is not so clear-cut. Number two, your naked photos would empower Instagram, not you. Some women might feel empowered.
This sounds like more of a list of why Instagram is something, but not the nipple campaign.
Right. So I'll go ahead and skip her explanation of that one, of why it empowers Instagram and not you.
I get what she's saying there, though.
Number three, she says social media platforms are legally allowed to delete anyone's account.
Yeah, that is true.
And so what again, the hell does that have to do with Free the Nipple?
She sounds like she's
really jaded.
Right. I'll skip the explanation of that one.
Okay.
Number four, Free the Nipple is tacitly against sex work and a sex-healthy society. Though perhaps not the intent of its proponents, Free the Nipple is in many ways a socially conservative movement masquerading as a liberal cause.
I got to hear this one.
Were it not, it would have long ago encouraged women to charge for their nudity rather than give it away for free out of respect for all women, including the many who make their living as sex workers.
I am sorry. I don't think that it's fair to say that Free the Nipple is a socially conservative movement and that the evidence that it's socially conservative is that they're not charging to show the boobs. Is that
no.
what she's saying?
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous.
Is that what she just said?
That's basically what she just said. She continues here, a sex-healthy society demands supporting women and men in making their own decisions when it comes to consensual experiences.
See, she's part of the problem.
Whether or not money is exchanged.
She's part of the problem. And so what she's saying is that boobs are special, and boobs are important, and our boobs, women's boobs, are better than men's boobs.
And so therefore...
Of course you would.
They deserve to be charged for, rather than just having you women out there showing them off for free. She is upset because she knows that if this becomes more commonplace, if women being out and about in public without their shirts on, topless, you know, is a commonplace occurrence, maybe that will take away the sexual mystique that allows her to profit from her breasts, perhaps. So she's mad about that, right?
Okay,
Danica, you're the woman in the studio. What do you think?
Okay, I mean, I can kind of see where you're coming from, where if a boob is exposed and everyone suddenly gets over the initial shock of seeing a boob, maybe she won't make money anymore. So that kind of makes sense where she's coming from. But it's like, okay, a boob is a boob is a boob. You know, my nipple is the same as anyone else's nipple. Why is it so bad for me to show
mine? You're undercutting the sex business, Danica. That's why.
Oh,
so
sure.
To quote, I think it was Jeff Foxworthy, once a man sees one pair of boobs, he wants to see all of them.
No. I don't know. I get
there's some I could live without.
I get where she's coming from, because in a way it could, you know, it could make some sort of an impact, but we don't know that for sure.
Who cares?
And who cares?
Is it important that she make the same level of money every year, or is it more important that women be equal to men and be able to, you know, be as comfortable in a hot day as a man legally can? I say the latter is more important.
Mm-hmm.
She continues here by saying this, meaning that, you know, if women charge instead of giving it away for free, this will allow us to get to the point where sex can be seen as a beautiful, natural, positive experience between two consenting adults that may or may not involve a financial component.
I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm fine with sex being seen as a positive experience, but I also think she's damaging, you know, the freedom or the topless movement here by suggesting that toplessness is equivalent to sex, or that toplessness is necessarily a sexy act, and I don't think it should be considered that.
Number anyway. Five, she says, what's good for rich celebrities isn't always good for everyone else.
Who's she talking about?
There's a bunch of celebrities that got named at the beginning of
Miley
this article.
Cyrus.
Well, I could probably
have come out and said, I support Free the Nipple.
I could probably comment on that too when we come back.
Sure, let's do that. Because I don't see Miley Cyrus is going to sell any more albums or fewer albums based on her position about Free the Nipple. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up. If you have a comment, join us. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time for you. If you want to join us here, we're talking about Free the Nipple. It's going to be happening August 23rd, so we're just about 2 weeks away from that event. Hundreds of people are saying they're going to be attending here in New Hampshire at the Hampton Beach iteration of this. And I think that's fantastic. And there are a lot of ladies posting on the Facebook group. Actually, now 957. Are saying that they are attending, and there's still 2 weeks to go. That's obviously going to be over 1,000. It was at 800-something just a couple of days ago. So I would say well over 1,000 likely going to claim to be attending on Facebook. What that will actually turn into as far as real life is another question. Sure. It could be more. It could be less. I don't know what to expect, but I bet you at least a few dozen folks will be there, and I think it'll probably be a pretty great event. This lady, however, is saying that the movement is no good. The Free the Nipple movement as a whole, the movie, the events, the topless events that are going to be happening.
The hashtag.
Related to Free the Nipple is bad.
And Danica, you wanted to comment on an aspect of this.
Right. So Daryl brought up a point that he had listed several female celebrities about how they're all about supporting the nipple, Free the Nipple.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Like Miley Cyrus, Rihanna. The celebrities that endorse it, they get, how should I say this? They get paid to be kind of, you know, out there, raunchy, sexual. It drives money for them. They're going to be even, you know, have more fans. They're going to have more people lusting after them. Someone such as I, you know, a regular person in a normal town, we go about, like, spreading, you know, Topless Tuesdays, Free the Nipple. It's likely going to put our jobs in jeopardy. We might get in trouble with some relatives. And I know that it's just like, hey, we shouldn't allow these kind of things to impact our lives. But, you know, it would suck losing my job over something like that. Yeah, I can see where it would affect more people on a personal level than, say, like a celebrity level.
So what you're saying is that Miley Cyrus isn't going to take any kind of hit to her career because she's
I don't think any sort of negative thing. She might get some sort of backlash from conservative people, but I don't think overall it would, in fact, probably drive it more because people would be searching for her. People would be more interested in her.
But this woman doing the 10 reasons to be against the Free the Nipple is saying that Miley Cyrus and crew are undercutting her value because basically what she does is she takes sexy photos and puts them on the internet.
That's your interpretation. I've not actually read what she wrote
after
she said what's good for rich celebrities isn't always good for everyone else. She says, I respect a lot of the celebrities who support Free the Nipple, but the reality is that these celebrity women don't need money or an Instagram account to promote their work. The countless average women following in their suit aren't as fortunate. The massive nudity giveaway the rich and famous are encouraging essentially results in the financial disenfranchisement of working class women who can't afford to forego the income their naked breasts might generate. What's doubly ironic is that these celebrities gain value for their brands by appearing socially progressive, while the no-name woman urged to forsake any revenue for their nude photos are often viewed as sluts for doing the same. Number six, she says the nudist premise behind Free the Nipple is not realistic. And there apparently is a claim that Free the Nipple is all just about nudity. Number seven, she says the movement confuses in real life with online life.
I want to know more about, I'm sorry, I know that we want to get through it, but I do want to know more about both of those.
Okay.
What's not realistic about the nudist beliefs?
She says, arguably, Free the Nipple is a kind of nudist movement. Nudism is about desexualizing the mostly naked female body so men and women can hang around in the buff without worrying about mostly male arousal getting in the way. This is wishful thinking, not reality. Male arousal is the presence, or rather in the presence of a female body, is the basis of life for heterosexuals. When women flash their boobs, you can expect more erections, not fewer.
Is there any science behind that?
I don't know.
She's
cite a source.
Yeah, she's not citing anything, but she's making it sound like there's like a certainty about that.
Confusing real life with online. She says, of course, women should be allowed to sunbathe topless and breastfeed wherever they want. But does that mean they should be freely showing their breasts on the web in the name of female equality? She says no. The internet offers new, unique, and safe opportunities for women to exploit the value of nudity by choice, and those opportunities are a separate matter from
why
the
right
to feed
to
your baby
yourself?
At McDonald's.
Why do you have to exploit yourself for money? I mean, why can't you just go topless in the park? Why can't you just go topless on the beach? Why does that have to be a competition for her? She's acting like a bunch of women going to the beach topless is going to somehow undercut her ability to make money as an online performer. And it's ridiculous. I mean, there's not going to be anything that's sexy about a group of men and women topless on Hampton Beach and a group photograph or whatever, people smiling and waving at the camera. That's not a turn on, at least for most, I don't imagine for most people.
Right.
And no one's going to subscribe to that website.
It seems strange to me that, basically she's sort of advocating for, topless models need to unionize to prevent unfair competition. But, you don't see prostitutes in places where prostitution is legal saying, women should not be allowed to be picked up at bars because they're giving away for free what I get paid for.
Yeah, right. That's essentially
that's
what she's arguing.
Good point.
Number eight, she says, few women go topless even when they're allowed to.
That's true.
That's very true.
But that's the whole point of this event is to normalize toplessness for women, although my one complaint about the event is it only happens once a year, so I don't think that's often enough to really normalize
it. It would take a while to get it normalized. I imagine if you went topless around, such as I know in New Hampshire, it's perfectly legal.
That's
if
right.
Someone was walking down the street topless, I imagine they'd get catcalled the entire time that they were topless.
Maybe, maybe not.
She writes, it's actually legal for women to be topless in many states. But do we see lots of topless women in public?
Nope.
No.
No.
I've lived in New York City where it's legal, and for years I've never seen a topless woman on the streets. Why? While some might not wish to put up with the catcalls, I think the actual reason is that women know deep down that their breasts have unique value. No, they're not all looking to monetize that value, but almost all of them are looking to experience it on their own terms and to share their naked body with the people they choose to. Number 9, she says financial disempowerment slows political progress. And number 10, many feminists rightfully oppose Free the Nipple's particular brand of feminism.
Number 9, financial disempowerment slows political progress, meaning that, I don't want to speculate. What does she mean by that?
She says few variables are more directly linked to political power than financial independence. Encouraging women to give their physical assets away for free is naive at best and destructive at worst in terms of promoting female financial independence. Sex workers should be respected as businesswomen, not slandered for dragging women backwards.
Well, I agree. Sex workers should be respected, and sex work should be legal. You know, whether it's actually having sex for money, or it's just taking off your clothes and having sex on camera, or doing sexy photos like this lady does, I think that's all fine. And I just don't see... this is going to cut into her business. And this really seems to be where this is coming from.
Like, right.
She seems to be worried about her bottom line, about how much money she can take home from doing her sexy photo business, whatever it is that she does besides that.
Right.
And I just don't see that as being the case. Even if, and this isn't going to happen tomorrow, and it's not going to happen next year, and it's not going to happen in 5 years, but even if sometime in our lifetime, topless women being are out there in public is a thing, and that is something that you do see happen on a more regular basis, that's not going to mean that men are not attracted to women or that women are not attracted to women. The people that seek out photos like hers online, it's not like they're going to stop seeking it out because they see some lady walking down the street with her kids and everybody's topless.
Right. Now, something that I would like to see is statistics for places like Europe, where
it's more common there.
Much more common to see women walk around topless on the beach.
Right.
Like, okay, let's see. Are these guys still looking at nude photos online? Probably.
Good question.
Are they having, like, you know, regular sex in or outside of relationships too? You know, are they still finding value in that? Or, you know, would they just rather go and look at all of the topless women?
What was number 10 on that list?
Number 10, many feminists rightfully oppose Free the Nipple's particular brand of what is called feminism. Many women, she writes, who charge for access to their naked bodies are staunch feminists. The pro-sex versus anti-sex wars have been dividing feminists for some time, and the tension is now manifesting in a fourth wave of feminism that has its roots in the new performative and economic possibilities the Internet provides.
I'd love to hear more about what that means, but we are short, in fact, out of time for tonight.
Links on the Facebook page.
Over at Free Talk Live on the Facebook. On the Facebooks, Daryl's website, fpp.cc. Go there and get some books. And more. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.